150 years ago, Pennsylvania elk were hunted into extinction. So in 1913, the state imported some of their western cousins to repopulate. Now more than 1,000 of their descendants roam north central Pennsylvania, and they have a lot of fans, especially at this time of year. 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris brings us this story.
That is an elk, a Pennsylvania elk, one of an estimated 1,100 in a growing herd that grazes year-round across the state. But this month, they're a little busy.
This is their mating season. They're most active. They're bugling, which is their mating call. Their antlers are all shined up for the ladies, and they're sparring, which everybody wants to see. Honestly, the poor cows, nobody comes to see them. They come in June to see the babies. They come in the fall to see the bulls, and the cows are just here with them. My name is Joni Davis, and I'm a park ranger here at the Elk Country Visitor Center in Benezet, Pennsylvania. It's either called a bugle or a bark. It just kind of depends on how you refer to it. It's mostly a noise of warning. A lot of times is when they use it. Sometimes they'll let out a little noise to call their calf or whatever, but for the most part, the bulls are the ones that bugle.
Wild elk herds once ranged by the thousands from New York State to Georgia, but by the 1850s, hunters had killed them all. Early conservationists stepped in 1913 with the newly created Pennsylvania Game Commission. They brought over several dozen replacement elk from the Rockies. The program had mixed reviews. The elk were basically dumped off the trains and allowed to wander at will. Farmers complained that crops were being eaten or destroyed. They tried brief hunting seasons, but too many animals got killed. Tiny herd populations seesawed for nearly 80 years. But not anymore. Census figures estimate there were 566 elk in the year 2000. Since then, they've doubled. Safe foraging habitat, dedicated grazing lands, and highly regulated hunting are a big part of that. And some credit belongs to the state's new multi-million dollar visitor center. It sits on state land, but is managed by a nonprofit, the Keystone Elk Country Alliance.
Last year, we saw our millionth visitor come through the visitor center. It opened in 2010, so this is our sixth season.
In the fall, the facility sometimes sees 5,000 visitors or more per weekend. People want to be close to the elk.
Just be patient. You have to be patient here.
People wait in line to get inside the center. I went on a recent rainy Friday. The place had been open for 10 minutes. It was already packed.
I was one with a whole bunch of girlfriends.
We come to see the elk every year because we love wildlife. We see it every day where we live, but we don't see elk.
I'm Rachel Eckstein.
I'm Carl Eckstein, the better half of that one. Thank you very much. First 2 hours after daylight are normally best, and the last couple hours in the evening are the best, so there's one bugling.
Baltimore freelancer Stuart Dane adores wildlife. He says he loves photographing the battles, the way the grass flies and their antlers clash.
Tuesday night, the one bull, which we did not think would be the winner, pushed the other bull almost 100 yards. It was just amazing.
Park ranger Joni Davis likened them to a different mammal.
I refer to them as teenagers during this time of year because they're just really not thinking, and it's kind of like, who can get the most cows, you know?
When they do fight, it usually starts with a challenge bugle. Stuart Dane, the photographer, had to whip out his phone here. There are apps you can download that pretty closely mimic the sound of real elk.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a challenge bugle. And this that's what all the bulls are waiting for. That's a female who's ready.
He'd like us to note here that he was only using the app for our benefit. They're not allowed on state preserves.
You've heard these in person?
Yes. There's many others. The younger ones chirp. There's a locator bugle when they've lost some. There's lots of different things. But for the most part, if you come here and you pay attention, you will hear all of that. You will see all of that. It's absolutely fabulous.
Mating season, in all its glory, lasts a few more weeks. In Elk County, I'm Megan Harris, reporting for 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh.